is Ron's Update with Ron from the Lost Trail Runner Podcast. It's Monday afternoon, so I guess now I can talk about my race last Saturday that I ran over at Milton High School. It was a cross-country race, 5K, that the Atlanta Track Club put on. I knew I shouldn't have gone because of my hamstring problem, but I did anyway. It's hard to, you know, not go to a race when there's one available that you like running. So I went over there, and my daughter went with me, and I decided I would just run it easy and, you know, just have a good time. Well, that's easier said than done. I couldn't run fast because it did hurt. And when the race started, my daughter took off and got ahead of me about 200 or 300 yards, and she pretty much stayed there the whole race. She may have pulled away from me some, and in the end I might have pulled up a little bit on her. She said it was one of the harder courses she'd ever run. But I know I shouldn't have run it, and I paid for it suffer-wise, but I still enjoyed it. Does that sound weird? I mean, I ran a lousy time, I hurt, and I still liked being there running the cross-country race. I didn't come in last. I didn't even come in last in my age group. I think there were 10 people in my age group, and I think I came in 8th. But it was just something I felt like I wanted to do, and I suffered for it, and that's the way it goes. On Daily Mile, I wrote, I think, something like, rule number one, don't run a cross-country race when you've got a pulled hamstring, and rule number two, don't expect to do good in a race when you've got a pulled hamstring. And when you get to the start line of a race, you have a delusions of grandeur. You just know everything's going to be all right. Well, it wasn't all right, but it turned out okay. My leg hurt, and it hurt yesterday. I just took some more Aleve to make the pain not hurt as bad. And I've decided what I'll do is, from now to the end of the year, I'm just going to be riding my bike trainer during the week. And maybe I can do long runs on like a Saturday or a Sunday. That's kind of a stretch. But my goal for the year was to run 1,000 miles this year, which I haven't done for a long time. And I think I got something like 915, 917 right now. I doubt that I'm going to make it if I switch to riding my bicycle. I'm just going to be riding the bike until the end of the year, and I figure by then I'll just run Disney however it works out. I don't know that it was going to be my A race, and I think what's going to happen is my race in October that I ran a 2:16 for the half is going to end up being my best race for this past training season, I guess. And I'll just have to accept that and move on. So if a miracle happens and my leg gets better before Disney and I can get in some good training, then so be it. But I don't think it's going to happen. So that's my update. Of course, I still haven't gone to the doctor like I said I was going to. So this, I guess, is pushing me closer to finally breaking down and do it. So I'll see you later. Bye. Thanks for listening to my update podcast. And if you'd like to give me some feedback on it, send me an email at losttrailrunner@gmail.com, and I appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for listening to today's podcast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe.